So how do we forgive? Well, I would say something we need to come to realization with, and that is, of ourselves, of our own power, it is impossible to forgive. We need God. I've tried forgiving the smallest, silliest little things in my life, and I found without God, I can't do it. We need God. We need His grace to be able to forgive. So how do we do this? First of all, we have to look and say, I don't even know who I have to forgive in my life or what I have to forgive for. So we ask God, who do I need to forgive? Show me right now. Lift to the surface in my mind, my heart, the people or person or whoever that I need to forgive and what I need to forgive for. Once we see that, we may not want to forgive. Because quite frankly, the hurt is usually very deep. And so the second thing we need to do is ask God for the desire to forgive. God, help me to want to forgive this person, this situation, myself, you. Then we need to ask God for the grace to be able to forgive, because we can't do this on our own. Now, these things may not happen all at once in one sitting or even in a couple of days. It may take a long time of prayer and begging God for us to get to this point, and that's okay. What's important is not how quickly we do it, but that we persevere and ask God for the grace. So we ask God, show us who we need to forgive. Ask Him for the desire to forgive. Then third, ask for the grace to forgive. And then, how do we forgive? We make the choice with God. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my third grade teacher who said I look like Frankenstein, or whatever it may be. We need to be specific. We need to do it with Jesus. And we need to make the choice, the act of the will. And as an aside, most likely, your third grade teacher doesn't even remember you. So the fact that you're holding on to it doesn't mean, a lot of times we think that that is like a way of having power over the situation, having power over the other person. They don't even know what's going on. Most of the time they don't even know we hold the resentment against them. Who's being held bound by that? Them? No. It's us. It's hurting us. So we beg God for that grace. And maybe we do this today. And we need to get to do it again tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. But I promise you, even if we don't feel it immediately, God will bring the healing. And He will help us to forgive. As an aside, one of the tools that has been very helpful for me in the act of forgiving has been Father Bob DeGrandis's Forgiveness is Healing Prayer. And we have just a few copies at the main entrance. So if you get there and you see that they're there and there's a crowd there, you can wrestle each other for it. Unfortunately, I don't have many copies. But what it is it's meant to be prayed over 20 days consistently, where we continually forgive over and over and over again. I found the first time I did this, I didn't even realize half the stuff I needed to forgive. And God set me free. He set me free from the burden of unforgiveness, the pain, the weight that was there. He wants to set you free too. If you're holding on to unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment, He wants to bring healing to our hearts. And He can. He is God. He has power. He will do this in us. Let us today run to the Father, opening our hands to receive His mercy that He pours out in our lives, and then pouring that mercy out on the people around us.